my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now, I'm good with the law. I'm good with the law. You keep me on grindstone, on talk back, on MSM, on TRT, on Guafalo, on face trace, on grindstone, on where you at, on talk to me, on look at me, on lick for lick, on lick effect, on sandstone, on where you at, I'm goo goo gaga over you. I'm goo goo gaga over you. Lighten the boat. 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 I said my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now. I'm good with the law. 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 I'm good. I said my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now. I'm good with the law. 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 You can hit me on Pot Smoke, on Google Plus, on Iron Hand, on Turn Me on Grind Mode, on Vote Now, on MSM, on TRT, on Say It So, on Say It So, on Four Fuck, on Listen Up. You can hit me on Beats For Sale, on Puppet Plus, on Busty Man, on Face Mode, on Four Fuck, on 3 o'clock, on Pot Smoke, on Google Plus, on Iron Hand, on Light the Boat, on Light the Boat, on Light the Boat. I said my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now. I'm good with the law. 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 I'm good. I said my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now. I'm good with the law. I'm good with the law. I'm good with the law. You can hit me on Lightning Bolt. Go to confession. Listen up. Ghost confession, who's for sale? Ghost confession, pull up. Ghost confession, I said my prayers, I did my vows, I crossed my T's, I'm here right now. I'm good with the law. 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 I'm good. I'm goo goo gaga over you.
I'm Cuckoo Gaga for the podcast. Because we are podcasting live from an undisclosed location with a brand new installment, long awaited, of the clandestine transmission. Here at ImageNH.com, it's me, El Catter.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's MIC.
Sure is.
And the place to be.
Who else could it be?
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We apologize for taking so long, but,
you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
So are you saying that it's been a long time, we shouldn't have left them?
No. I mean, we were busy doing stuff.
It happens.
You know, but,
got a new job. Schedule. Started working a different schedule.
Schedule was all crazy.
MIC's been doing all kinds of stuff. Taking the dog.
I don't know what
to see fancy things and buying him a lot of baked goods and vegan pizzas. And
I know I've been using up a lot of vacation time before I lose it in July because
that's what
God
happens.
Forbid we carry it over. It'll the system will, you know, fall apart.
True.
So let's just everybody take all of June off, which is what happens. But yeah, did a little traveling.
It's true. I've seen the Snapchats. Seen them.
I can't remember what we've been doing, but we've been doing something.
I've seen a lot of pictures of you walking the dog.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of that.
Let's see.
I've seen the dog at the beach.
The daily thing.
I've seen the dog getting eating ice cream.
Yeah, we did go to
seeing the dog, you know.
Went to Providence one day.
Your face.
About it. I'm trying to remember what else we did.
You really were trying to remember too.
Stuff's all it's all foggy. But yeah, hopefully your summer is going well too, folks.
I didn't say my summer was going well.
Oh my, your summer.
I didn't say that.
Your summer is not going well.
My summer is not going well at all.
It started off okay.
Did it really?
Got some house jams in there.
Well,
went and saw Mike Johnson, and as we talked about,
true,
on previous podcast. So
yeah,
so we kind of put that out into the atmosphere, and it came true like a magic wish.
It was good. It was good.
But
I want to go to the thing that's happening.
I know,
in a couple weeks in July, but you know,
July.
Can't do it.
I think it's July 8th,
something like that. It's like the 7th, 8th, something like that.
Down in Hartford.
Yes, Hartford, Connecticut.
At
Sully's.
Yes.
It's true.
It's the place to be. So
I don't know if it's the place to be.
But on that one night it is.
It is the place where they still have an occasional house night in Hartford, which so that makes it the place to be.
Once a month it's the place to be.
I don't know, they seem to have other interesting stuff there.
Yeah, there's bands and stuff.
But you know,
I think.
For like a neighborhood bar,
yeah,
it's a nice little experience.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there's nothing else. That's a thing. There's nothing else. And I talked to several people when we were there about this isn't New York. Like I shit you not, I was sitting there on the patio. A dude just straight walked up to me, like he caught my eye from maybe 15 feet away, and he just made a beeline for me, and this is what he said. This is why I don't go out in this area. I miss New York! Because it was like 2 o'clock, and they were kicking everybody out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, if I was in New York, I'd just be getting to the club right now. And I was like,
hey
man.
You could always hop on the highway and drive your behind there.
It's true.
But makes for a long night.
No, at this juncture, I would take a couple vacation days, go to NY.
Yeah.
And do an all-nighter. Where I knew I could just go back to like a hotel room and sleep.
Yeah, we have to.
Cause that sleeping in the car shit is not working anymore.
That shit ain't gonna work.
I've slept
in the car. I've slept on the grass outside of a McDonald's on the turnpike or somewhere.
Yeah.
With a rolled up.
Although, I will say this.
It's not fun.
Nah, I will say this though. If we did do that, and had to sleep in the car. I can tell you now.
What?
I do not snore like I used to.
Hey, me neither.
After all of the weight loss.
After all the nose job.
Yes. So.
So maybe someone else would. Maybe we would not. Maybe other people would want to stay in the car with us.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is I remember going to the shelter in New York, and going down to New York with our skater friends.
Yeah, that was an odd pairing.
And we had like everybody in the car, and on the way back, we stopped to sleep.
Like passed out.
And I kept everyone in the car awake because I was snoring.
You were like a bear.
Yes.
I was so tired though, and I fell asleep too. So I apologize to 12XU who possibly was awake and possibly was like, I'm gonna choke out both these guys.
Nah, him and Ray wanted to kill both of us.
I think Ray had some kind of elixir.
I wasn't gonna mention that, but
it was out cold.
Yeah, but
12XU was
we were on the side of the road. In Connecticut.
Yeah. Someone didn't come over and tell us to pipe it down. Some trucker.
I'm trying to
sleep here in my 18-wheeler.
Surprised that didn't happen. But it was really good to go out to a nice little house jam. You know what? I didn't put the background track on repeat. That's my bad.
Repeat selector. Yeah, it was good to connect with Mike Johnson. Gotta reach out.
Always,
to him.
Always good to see him. Good to see Bill.
We talked about we're gonna have to venture yeah. over and record a podcast at his house. Just bring the laptop and plug it in.
Yeah.
Tell him to drop some beats and it'll be this 8-hour podcast. And then you're just gonna have to suck it up.
Yeah, Bill, enjoy it.
We'll record it until the memory gets maxed out.
It's a long time.
We can break it up into episodes then.
I don't know. We'll see. But in the background right now, it's the sounds of Gold Panda. Speaking of sleeping in the car, name of the song, In My Car. I didn't do that on purpose. Like, that wasn't like a talking point. I didn't set that up. That just happened by complete magic.
Sleeping with a gold panda in your car.
I wish.
What do we start the program off with?
That gold panda talking about a salad bar candy.
Oh, God.
It's true.
That song is still blowing up. Not blowing up.
Love it, Mike. It's blown up already. Yeah. But he's still
no stopping the panda.
No, you can't do it.
Is there a Kung Fu Panda coming out this summer? There should be.
If there isn't, one just came out. I don't know. I don't.
That'd be good timing. If you can get on that soundtrack and ride that wave,
like a remix
towards like billions, he would not have to make another song ever.
I doubt he'll make another song.
It won't be as big as this one, but I'm sure he'll be rapping all over the place anyway.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him, Mike.
No.
I put it on two different podcasts. I'm not mad at that song at all.
Song's got legs.
Yes.
Little
and arms.
Short, stubby panda legs.
True. But they're good for hugging.
I gotta put you onto the... I should put everyone onto the most fantastic panda YouTube page. I just need to bring it up here.
Is that anything like
Panda?
The,
go and look up Pandapia HD on YouTube, and it's all live. Not live. Actually, there is live stuff. Live broadcast from trying to see where this place is.
Japan.
Yeah, China. Somewhere. But anyway, tons of awesome, like, high quality video. The best videos are when the workers at the Panda Sanctuary come in to, like, clean up. Like rake leaves, and there's like four little baby pandas like trying to like get in the way and like grab onto the rake and like do stuff. It's like the best thing you've ever seen.
Are there any red pandas?
No, it's just
those big raccoons.
Giant panda, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's red panda videos on YouTube. But
oh, there are, trust me.
Not on the this place, but yeah. Pandapia HD. Get on there. That's
Is that anything like the Panda Cafe?
No, maybe. There probably is a panda cafe at this place.
It better be.
I'm trying to find out where this place is, but I don't know where it is. But you don't have to go there, because, hey, if you watch it on YouTube.
Nice.
Oh, it's in Chengdu. It's the Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding.
Where they're working on special mutant pandas.
Maybe they're doing a red panda, giant panda.
They're a red panda, all right, in Chengdu. Yes, that was a communism joke. That's what that was.
Good one.
But we start off the podcast this week with new music from a clandestine transmission dandy, Sarah Getty. That was Yoni and Getty. That's Yoni from Y, Yoni Wolf. From their Testarossa LP, which just came out.
Mm-hmm.
That was called The Lore. It's good stuff. We did get to go to a house jam. We did not get to go see Yoni and Getty in either Boston or Providence, which they were both there with like last week or something like that. But both of the shows were on like,
it was like a Wednesday
and a Thursday
or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No. The Tuesday through Thursday concert schedule is just balls.
No, and that's what I was saying before we started this. We're talking about the hopefully folks know about Ticketmaster and their the lawsuit that they pay. They're instead of paying out, they're giving all of their like Ticketmaster members vouchers. Free vouchers are like just credit. So if you ever bought tickets on Ticketmaster all the way back from like 1999, you might have a little something in your account. So I'd say go log into your Ticketmaster account and see what you got there.
So you're saying that after years of slipping their Ticketmaster members, the Ticketmaster member, so to speak,
yes,
they're now gonna give them a nice little reward.
Yeah. You can now get free tickets to see Uncle Cracker and Jessica Simpson and possibly
I hope you're not talking
Warrant.
That these are not real shows.
No, those are real shows.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so the issue will be it'll have to be at like a Ticketmaster like venue, like Mansfield, Mass, or like some other thing. So okay. I'm hoping that but I think like House of Blues is one too. So
I don't know. Isn't that the other one?
I don't know. Maybe it is Live Nation.
Whatever. Yeah,
oh, shoot. Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Are they all connected? I don't know.
I have no idea.
But yeah. So go on there and check it out. You know, of course, it's always like, hey, go see a free show. But I think also
go see a free shoot.
Go see a free shoot too.
Yes.
But I think it's supposed to go on for like 4 years, so you don't have to like jump on there and go see, you know,
Uncle Cracker
and Limp Bizkit, you know, live show at the
who's Palladium. Even in Limp Bizkit now if they're still on tour? Like, who is it? Is it just Fred Durst and like random dudes? What, like,
I don't know. They're supposed to do that show at what, Denny's or something? Didn't happen.
I don't
fake Facebook.
I have no thing. Idea. I don't follow these things.
No clue. No. I'm sure they'll come. They'll be headlining on like Lollapalooza or Coachella.
They need to just like headline like a cookie festival or something.
Did it offer the cookies?
Yes. Yes.
Why don't you pitch them that idea? See what happens. They might have you on there.
Just tour all of the cookie festivals around the world. Do it.
Fred Durst might be down for that.
Oh, yeah. How could you resist? Can't resist a cookie.
Word. So, yeah. So, check Ticketmaster. If you see any sweet shows on there in your area, shoot us a message.
There are no sweet shows.
Nah, I think Joan Jett was a show at Mansfield. I know Black Sabbath was on there. That's it. I can't think of anything else that I was like.
Snoop? What Black Sabbath though? Like,
no, you know what?
Like actual Black Sabbath?
Yes,
with
Black
Ozzy?
Sabbath with Ozzy, yes.
Wasn't he like missing?
I know. That's why I don't know if he's gonna show up.
But
I'll tell you what, you know what? They are doing House of Blues because you know what show that they had on there that I wanted to get tickets to? But of course, it's like a Wednesday, Tuesday show. Our boy, Killer Cam.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, of course, the one show I would really go to, see Cam'ron.
I would love to go see Cam'ron.
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday night.
Of course.
I'm not going. That's too much. That's too much. So it's good it'd be good if you like lived in Boston and said, oh, sweet,
sure.
Cam'ron's coming.
Sure.
All right, I'll just pop into my Uber or jump on a T and walk over there. But yeah, if you got no like venues around you, you're kind of like screwed. Unless you're like a big fan of the artist that's on there. But anyway, go check it out. If there's any other good shows, I'll probably update you as we do the podcast. If I see anything cool.
Yeah, I had the
I think Snoop Dogg's on there too. If you want to go see Snoop and his like Up in Smoke Part 20 show up at Mansfield.
I'm all set.
And like wherever else he's probably doing shows. I don't know who else is on that list. Probably a bunch of chumps that I don't know about. Ty Dolla Sign and like these other people. I think I just made that dude's name up.
I've seen it written somewhere, so I think it's a real guy, but I don't know anything about what that guy's all about.
Me neither.
I don't think I'd like it. I don't.
You would not be down?
No, I don't think so. But what I do like is new music from my favorite bands, and that's what we got coming up next. New music from Deerhoof, one of I think both MIC and I's favorite indie pop noise pop bands. Been following them for several years. They've put out just a bevy of fantastic albums in that time, and they got a new record coming out called The Magic. Actually, it came out beginning of this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into the first single from that album. It's called The Devil and His Anarchic Surrealist Retinue.
Did you suggest that title?
You would think. It's right up my alley. And it's going to be right up your alley as well. We're going to get into that right now on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImagineNation.com.
sensitive language. They built miles of defenses. They're not numbed by oppression. It's different for girls from when they are children. They're depersonalized, aggressively objectified. They want to make a scene. They want to be adored, and then they want to be left alone when they get bored with that. It's different for girls. They are mercurial creatures, not a masculine dissonance or sexual currency.
The sounds of Montreal on the clandestine transmission. Oh no!
Oh no!
It's different for girls.
It almost got different over again. But that was the sounds of Montreal. Brand new of Montreal. It's different for girls. That's the lead single from their 15th LP.
There's a lot of LPs.
It's called Innocence. Innocence Reaches.
Can't wait.
Which is out in September, I think. August, September, or something like that. August. Just saw it. Saw it at the bottom of the page there.
Nice.
And they will be returning to the area.
Yeah.
So we were just discussing possibly.
They got shows Vermont, Connecticut, New Haven, Boston. What did I say the Boston show was? The 10th?
September.
Yep. September 10th. And then they're doing the shows at Pearl Street, Northampton, like that Monday.
Of course. The show's on a fucking Monday. Are you kidding me?
You can't go to that one.
I can't go to that one. No. Jesus. What?
Might pass out.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. Who?
But you know what? When we saw last time, it was like in April. So it was not quite.
Yeah.
Like it was warm, but it wasn't quite summer, the full on summer.
And that was
experience.
A Toro y Moi, like, mashup show. But I think a lot of people, like, bailed.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well,
there's some more room in there.
You know what? That was Tori Moi was touring that
that sort of his rocky album,
mellow
his,
rock
his Steely Dan
album. Yeah. So
he Steely Dan'd it up.
Yeah. Not so much the dance party.
No.
No
electro.
No.
But nah, go see of Montreal. I think we talked about them on.
I mean, yo,
many podcasts ago about the live show being off the hook.
We can't say enough good things about them live. They're fantastic. I look forward to possibly catching them again.
Yeah, man.
That last show was great. But, you know what? They were touring the new album at the time because, you know,
mm-hmm.
he puts out an album every freaking year without fail. They were touring that album. And that album was really strong, too. But they've got a crazy catalog to draw from, and they do.
Their catalog is
they
nuts.
They play the hits. Like, they go on stage and play the jams that everyone wants to hear them play.
Yeah, at this point, seeing them this many years later, like, they the whole show is, like, joints. And, like, there's no way they can play all the joints at this point.
No.
But it's like any band you go see that's got a long, long history of, like, albums that you really like. See him 15 years later.
And I mean, you know, he's not pulling out songs from
like pre,
you know, Gay Parade or
no.
He's not like pulling out the acoustic.
No pre like Satanic Panic.
Nah. He's sticking pretty much to Satanic Panic now.
I'd have to look on that. What's that the website that has all like the playlists and stuff? I'd maybe look on there and see what the average is, but. I'd be surprised if he did a joint.
It doesn't happen. I think maybe if he does like acoustic shows and stuff like that, he might pull out the old.
But I don't think we never heard any stuff from off those albums.
No.
Even when we first started seeing them.
The first time we went to see them,
it was like they were doing like
stuff off of Satanic Panic and Sunlandic Twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a different vibe to the shows then. So. But yeah, go check them out.
Yeah, new album coming out in August. And you just heard, like I said, Deerhoof before that with The Devil and His Anarchic Surrealist Retinue from their new The Magic LP. Did I mention what the name of the Montreal song was? It's Different for Girls? Did I say that? Did I do it? No,
I said it.
But yeah, that was a double shot of, you know, Clandestine Transmission favorites. Basically, in the background right now. I don't know how to pronounce this name. It happens all the time. What do you think, Mike?
What is it? Twith?
It's TWWTH. I don't know if that's teeth. I don't know if it's tooth. I don't know if it's twith. I don't know if it's toth.
I'm saying it's twith.
I don't know. I don't know if it's TWWTH. I don't know. All I know is it's got a lot of the bass.
It's got the jams.
It's got a lot of the bass. It's bass heavy. This is Animal A, Forcible Corporeal Object. Sounds like the title of a Montreal song.
It totally does.
Yes.
Speaking of animals and pandas... and of Montreal.
What?
We should discuss the impending animal uprising that has been happening pretty much only in America. I'm sure around the world it's happened, but there's been a lot of...
There's been an animal... with the gorilla and the...
We haven't been out for a minute, so we missed... So, like, we missed...
Oh, man.
We missed when Harambe saved that young boy and then was brutally murdered. For doing so. This goes out to all my animal peeps out there. Don't think you're doing a human a solid by helping their kid out. Just like let the baby sit there and like have his brains ooze out of its head, and stay away, because they will gun you down.
Well, but the flip side of that is the alligator, which apparently kidnapped the child from the shore and ate it in Disneyland.
Or did he?
That's the question. That's the question. Yeah.
You know, I know it's when I first saw it, I was like,
I know it's up for some debate whether this, like, this actually happened or not.
That's tragic. I didn't have the full news report, but all I could see is like somebody standing there, and like a gator grabbing them, and like you're trying to like fight the gator off, and like you're not gonna win. You're not gonna win against a gator-sized gator.
I'm gonna do what I often do in these situations, and that is take the unpopular opinion. I gotta do it. It's just in my nature.
Which is, he should have thrown his child into the gator pond.
The kid who fell into the gorilla enclosure, let the gorilla keep him. Like my thing is like, let the gorilla keep that kid. I don't care. I don't care if he gets eaten or if he gets beaten up.
He's not gonna get eaten.
Oh no, apes will eat a human being. It will happen.
But they're
just look at that chimp that went nuts in Connecticut and ate that lady's face.
True.
Yeah,
that's a chimpanzee, yeah. Though.
But so you're telling me a gorilla is more well mannered than a chimp? Is that what you're telling me?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I've done much studying on this subject, much like every other person on social media who knows everything about gorillas.
Nah, I
our alligators.
My thing is when he fell in there. Any zoo situation where a person either falls or purposefully goes into an animal enclosure.
Because this has happened
quite a bit. A guy got eaten by like a lion or a tiger or something like that, like a couple weeks ago.
Go on YouTube.
Who he purposefully jumped naked into the enclosure.
Maybe not YouTube. Go on Lively.
And the big cat mauled him.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted.
Bears get people.
Like it's what he wanted.
If we had great white sharks in captivity, folks would be doing triple Lindy's into the shark pool.
And I'm not saying that that kid wanted to get beaten up by that gorilla.
That kid was like, yo, I want to go hang with the gorillas. And this is the other side of my conversation is, kids are not scared of animals anymore because they have all these like animal cartoons like Daniel the Lion and
is that a real
Paw
thing?
Paw Patrol.
Are these real things that
tiger,
you're naming?
I think so. But
Thundercats? What are you talking about here?
So I think kids see stuff on TV and they're like, hey, that's like my monkey from my cartoon. I'm gonna go give him a high five, because when kids give the monkey a high five, he like, you know, lets the kid ride on his back. So
of course.
So I think, you know, educate your children on how animals can be awesome, but also that they can be potentially dangerous.
Well, this is, you know what, I'm going to flip this to another unpopular opinion here, because I'm going to relate this to a couple of other things. Number one, I know you're a dog person. You have a dog.
I am.
You would possibly describe yourself as a dog parent.
I am a dog parent.
That dog is not your kid.
No, it's not.
And I think this...
If you ask him, he will tell you he's not my
This
kid.
Notion that particularly Americans have of, like, your animal is a member of your family...
Yeah.
...is directly related to what you're talking about children not being afraid of animals.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, because they're friends with the dog's their best friend,
I don't care how well-trained you think your dog is, and I'm not just talking about your dog, I'm just talking about people
in
general.
He's a person.
How well-trained you think your dog is... How nice you think it is.
You will eat my face off.
It's a wild animal. That dog is a wild animal. And it could conceivably bite someone for nothing. For no reason. Just because of a whim. Well, this is the thing.
You did not come forth with the bacon fast enough.
Well.
So your ass gotta get chewed up.
But this is the thing. I don't think people in general really take their animals seriously. And I'm gonna kind of relate it to something that you've been doing the last week.
What I was
which
doing.
Is you've been doing the dog recipes.
The dog recipes.
Yes.
Dog recipes.
All week long because of the dog festival.
Oh,
in China.
Yeah.
This Chinese dog festival.
To the Yulin Fest.
Yes. So in China, there's a dog festival, and it's for people because they eat dogs. And, you know, we're not making it, it's not racial, it's not like a thing.
Yo, people
it is like a cultural thing.
People eat dogs like we eat chicken sandwiches.
They eat dogs over there. And my thing is, again, I know this is going to be the unpopular opinion.
Take the unpopular opinion, Ketter.
Sometimes you got to eat a dog.
And if you're in Yulin,
sometimes you got to eat a dog.
That dog might be delicious.
It could be. It could be.
I urge everyone to go read Eating Animals. It's a good book, but the book opens up with a chapter on eating dogs and how, like, for some people, eating a dog or eating a guinea pig is like going and getting a 20-piece McNugget. Like, no one bats an eye.
Like South America, that's like a standard part of the diet.
They don't see them as the family companion, and like that's in your Christmas pictures, and like you have a Instagram account for them.
But
see it as like, yo, that's gonna look delicious when we rotisserie it over the fire this weekend.
But what I'm saying is, I think that in our culture, there's a certain lack of respect for animals that goes both ways,
mm-hmm.
where we wouldn't eat a dog, but we don't acknowledge the animalness of the dog.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, animals are so special and we gotta honor them, but they don't really honor the actual animalness. They want to humanize the dog. Your dog's got an Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
He's a human.
Yeah. And they're not. They're animals. And in some cultures, that means that they're food.
Yeah.
And in some cultures, it might mean that, you know,
hunting,
you acknowledge
hunting
that...
Hunting companions are...
Exactly. Not the pampered kind of, you know...
No.
Things that... Because the... In our society, pets are really things.
In our society, pets are property,
yes.
Legally.
Well,
you know, it's like it'd be the same as me owning a bike. You know,
that's the idea. Yeah, but
you know, but it's interesting stuff, and that's where the whole like, because I didn't want to like single folks out that because about people putting stuff about Yulin like because every year they do this festival same time every year like. Oktoberfest or Cinco de Mayo.
And that's the thing.
And, like, the media freaks out. And, like, all these people, like, put these videos out.
Like
how horrible
it's like Japan,
it is.
It's like Japan with the whaling and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Canada has the seal thing.
None of us want to see, you know, dolphins and whales getting, you know...
Yeah, slaughtered you know. But then, you know, like I said, I'm like... But that's, you know, folks eat it. But folks will post the same amount of things on social media about Bacon Fest 2016... that they do about like this horrible like dog thing, and I'm like, well, that's basically Bacon Fest for that section of Japan or Yulin.
This could develop into a whole conversation about cannibalism, but I'm gonna save that for some other time.
That's the next fest, Cannibal Fest 2016. Can dine on some fine meats.
Oh, it's fine meat, all right, Mike.
Some tender meats. Oh man, I don't even know where we start.
The most dangerous game.
It's the most dangerous game. Probably a little gamey.
I would. No, not from what I've I've heard. No.
I haven't watched. What was that movie? Up on the mountain there where they had to eat each other.
Alive.
Yeah, I haven't watched
Alive. Saw that when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I was just watching.
They eat their butt.
Seinfeld, where they were talking about who would eat who.
They eat their butt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the first thing that they went for was a Gluteus Maximus. I think because it's meaty.
It is.
I mean, just shaving it off. Yep.
Slice it right off.
Oh yeah.
Sprinkle a little cheese on it.
You might have to.
Depends what you have when you crash into a mountain in the,
that's the thing. I don't know what they had access to.
They had little packets of salt probably from the
I don't know if it would need salt, to be perfectly honest.
We gotta Wikipedia that.
I feel like human meat is probably pretty salty, but I could be way off.
True. This sounds like
I've been told from what I've read from people who've actually eaten human flesh, is that it's most similar to veal.
Okay. There you go. There's another thing, folks love. Folks love baby animals, but they will go to the restaurant and order up starved baby cow.
I think at this point, I think it's highly unlikely. How often do you meet somebody who's like, I love veal?
Not a while. Is that a thing? Exactly. I think it's like an older. Yeah.
It's not a thing for most younger people.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. I should have to check the menu for veal.
From like our generation onward, when have you ever eaten veal in your life? Like maybe once or twice when you were young.
Oh, when I was maybe when I was really little.
That's what I'm saying. Like maybe.
Yeah.
If that.
True.
It's just not a common thing.
Where's
the you might as well say you might as well say you ate human flesh. Like that's not like it's just not happening.
Went down to the
you and I are not strolling into the restaurant and sitting down and ordering a big plate of veal. I mean, yeah, and you're a vegan, but
I get
still,
the I get the I, can I
even
get the,
when you weren't ordering any
can I get the vegan veal please? It's from a baby piece of tofu.
That was something that they posted to Vice the other day though. About
vegan tofu?
No, it's about
baby tofu. Baby cows.
No, about vegetables having feelings.
Oh yeah, those articles come out all the time. Yeah, that they get stressed out and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a living thing.
That's my thing. Either way,
it's a living thing. If we cut down a bunch of bamboo, it's gonna be we're depriving it of its life source, which is being in the ground.
Yep.
So, duh. You know.
The one thing though is I hear from people who are like, but they don't have feelings.
No one knows.
How
that.
Do you know that? How do you know that?
You know what
everyone said about eating animals? They don't have feelings.
Oh, yeah, fish don't feel anything.
That's it's literally the same excuse.
Yeah.
Remember slavery? They don't have feelings.
Yeah, sure.
That was the excuse.
Yeah.
And I don't think that excuse really necessarily flies. I just don't.
I think we are flying through outer space on a living thing,
right?
Where all things on here are alive, except for what's dead is really dead, but
or is it?
Who knows? Stay tuned for the next podcast.
Yeah.
Where we get to more stuff like cannibalism and dead stuff and creepy out. Are not.
We might. I don't know.
Turning
we,
on.
We might just crack some jokes about
dead,
about Beat Carlo. But then, but there you
is
go.
Is he gonna come back?
Is he dead or not?
Is he gonna come
we
back?
Don't
from
know.
The dead? And is he gonna pick some winners this
I
fall?
Thought he was alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Who knows? You never know. You never know what you're gonna get. I know what you're gonna get though. You're gonna get more music.
Oh, jeez.
Coming up next. What do we got coming up?
Got another PSA on keeping your kids safe.
No. Let me get you know what? This but see I got to do it. I got to go off on another tangent.
Let your kids get eaten?
Yes. This is the other thing. Fuck your kids. Your kids suck. I know you brought them into this earth and you want to keep them alive. But you know what? We don't need them. We don't really need them. We just don't need them. If they get eaten by an alligator, it's not a big deal. It's
such
just not a big
deal. Life.
Killed by a gorilla, eaten by an alligator, whatever. It's just not a big deal. It is part of the circle of life. Waha Maleho.
Circle of life.
Yes. It's like, you know.
Cue that up in the background.
I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm tired. I'm tired of everything being about kids, everything being about protecting kids.
Gotta
everything.
Keep the kids safe.
No. No.
Kids are gonna, that's gonna happen. The thing,
I'm just tired, thing of, for, it.
The
I'm
thing,
tired of it, Mike.
The thing for me is not to belabor on this. Is that like so? These big things
because this is it, because it goes all around and it becomes the same thing as the stupid argument against allowing transsexuals in the same bathroom.
Right.
Oh, won't someone please think of the children?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? No. Who gives a shit about your kid? I don't give a shit about your kid.
Your kid's not gonna be traumatized.
Yeah, man. It's just it's absolutely
by seeing it
preposterous.
Privates.
My thing is this, you know how many times I've seen a dick in a public restroom? No, I'm serious. Do you know how many times I've just straight seen somebody else's dick in a public restroom?
How many times? You keep a track?
Yes. Yes, I am, Mike. Just a regular restroom.
How many times this year?
No, just a regular restroom. That has happened once. Once in my life, I have seen someone's dick in a restroom. You know where we were? Because you were with me when it happened.
I was?
Yes, you weren't there.
My
you
dick?
You didn't see
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't see the dick, but no. We were in New York. We were on the waterfront in the meatpacking district. Like, in a park. In a public restroom. You know what? And you know what? That's where you see somebody's dick.
Dude,
You're supposed to see somebody's dick in a public restroom, in a park, in a bathroom in New York City. That's where you are supposed to see somebody's dick. Because a dude was standing at a urinal with his dick through the leg of his shorts.
There you
taking
go.
A piss.
Hey, that's how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
Free balling.
But that same day, I also saw somebody's balls just in the park.
Yeah.
A dude was just hanging out, and his balls were just out.
Yeah.
And that shit is going to happen at some point. But if someone's in the bathroom waving their dick around, it's not a normal situation. Like, that's not some shit that you see all the time.
No.
I don't go in the bathroom all the time and see fucking dudes waving their fucking dick around. No. So I know you're not going to go into the bathroom and find a transsexual waving their dick around. No. It's just not going to happen. Because you know what? When you're in the bathroom, you are trying to keep your fucking dick to yourself.
You're trying to go to the bathroom.
Unless you're a pervert. Unless that's what you're there to expose yourself. Or you're drunk, or high on the drugs, or trying to attract a male prostitute.
There's been...
Or what, you know, something like that. But then that's going to be a very specific situation. It's going to be a very specialized milieu. Your kid is not just going to walk into to the bathroom and just get confronted with a dick.
No.
It's not going to go down that way.
What's going to happen is your kid is going to grow up and to be a grown man, and a congressman is going to proposition them.
He's going to tap their foot.
For some relations in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Right.
But so.
Or the locker room or the,
or wherever.
No, exactly.
Don't worry about those folks. Worry about, your Republican congressman in the bathroom. That's who we need to keep out
And if your kid falls into the gorilla enclosure, let the gorilla keep the kid. Because you know what? That gorilla's not showing your kid his dick. It's not happening.
It's not.
I mean, it might happen eventually.
It's not a.
It's not happening right off the bat.
The gorillas have one bathroom. They live in it. But
it's true.
To sum things up, like, everyone freaks out about like these animal deaths or whatever. Yo, people get killed by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And fucking snails.
South America got the Zika virus going on. Come on, man.
Way more than this stuff. So, I'm sure by the time this podcast is over, someone will have been eaten by a shark. So, everyone will be freaking out about that. But sharks in the ocean, they live in the ocean.
They poop in the ocean.
We don't belong in there.
They're taking their dicks out in the ocean. Shark dick.
You seen a shark dick?
Never.
No one's ever seen a shark dick. You know why? It's inside. Only comes out at night.
Oh, man.
Like a man eater. Whoa, whoa. Here she comes.
What?
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Literally. Alright, that's enough. We're going back to the music. Coming up next, James Blake, Radio Silence. We're going to get a little sad and depressing here for a couple songs. But it's going to be good. It needs to happen. It's going to happen right now. On the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageiNation.com.
We lived in love with each other.
girls.
I'll give you more.
of you is pulling me, so don't pull away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Inside your ear. It's the devil inside. From Sepulchre on the Clandestine Transmission. Here to Imagination.com. In the background right now, Heartbreaker, Richie Brains. From his Who is Richie Brains?
Who he?
Like a drum and bass dubstep dude. Something like that.
Nice.
It's some kind of like modern drum and bass. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, sure.
It's just
drum and bass.
Heavy bass, crazy drum programming. Uh-huh. You know.
Got it.
Basically the kind of stuff that I play in the background on this podcast all the time.
That stuff.
Yeah. This has like a little bit of a house sample thing kind of going. It's got like one of those sung vocals, mm-hmm. like a little sample that weaves mm-hmm. through it. Got like some cowbell, like electronic cowbell, some 808s.
Cool.
A little footworky.
Nice.
Super speedy. You see the little thing that I'm doing right here?
I see it.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Because you can't hear it. You'll hear it eventually. But that's just in the background right now. Like I said, Sepulchre, Devil Inside. Just before that, you also heard Subtract featuring Sampha. What?
That's what I said.
That was TBD, which I assume stands for to be determined.
Sure. It's to be determined.
Yeah.
Let's take it.
Freaking idea what happened. Yeah. The microphone stopped working. We reset everything, came back, started re-recording the end of the podcast, and you know what? It still didn't record.
Hello?
It didn't record. Nah, it's on. The microphone's on. It's recording. So this is the second time. I'm not going to do everything that I did last time. We had some good jokes. We lost them. I'm not trying again. This is it. Podcast is done. It's hot out. I want to go eat
the
dinner.
The podcast done.
Yes. I want to go eat. And I don't know. It might be too late to eat now, actually. But this is it. You heard Sepulchre with Devil Inside. Subtract featuring Sampha with To Be Determined. Jay Views with Don't Pull Away featuring Milos. And James Blake with Radio Silence. The albums are good. Go get them. In the background right now, Richie Brains. Heartbreaker from Who is Richie Brains. We're going to get into something from ASAP Rock. ASAP Rock.
I'll do this bit again.
Yeah. Not ASAP Rocky, but ASAP Rock. They need to do a song together. I had a whole thing about ASAP Yam's ghost haunting ASAP Rock and like rattling chains and stuff. Not gonna get into all that. They need to do a song together though. We're gonna get into the second single from ASAP's new album, The Impossible Kid. It's called Dorks. You've seen the video. It's awesome. It's been stuck in my head for a while. This is going to take us out of here. Remember, social media, Imagi Nation HQ.
Hey.
That's IMAGEYENATION, capital H, capital Q, on Facebook, on Twitter. Elketter on Twitter. Elketter Benzadeek on Instagram. MIC on Twitter. Bonjournino on everything. Check out our sister site, littlefishinc.com, which is going to be getting some kind of fancy redesign sometime in the near future. It's coming. Also check out Little Fish Inc. on PlayStation Network. That's littlefishinc. Also Imagi Nation HQ on the PlayStation Network as well. This is going to do it for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission here at imaginination.com. This is El Kenner.
This is MIC.
It is MIC.
We out.
We are out.
Peace.
Listen to ASAP Rock.
If I died in my apartment like a rat in a cage, would the neighbor smell the corpse before the cat ate my face? I used to floss the albatross like daddy came with the chain. I'm trying to jettison the ballast with the hazardous waste. The kid is comfortably numb, routine a tedious crutch, steep in a self-imposed Stockholm and Lima and flux. Maybe an occupation popular with demons and ducks. Mid any mingling akin to being seasoned and stuffed. It's a theater of jumping jellyfish, jealous little sycophants, miserable and flimsy from the skippies to the pissy pants. Each one separately convinced they're sketching with Da Vinci's hands. Delusion turn a communication a prison camp. You fucking dorks ain't a threat to the cause. There ain't a lesson we can learn from the ostensibly lost. I think it's funny when defendants from identical haunts step out the tempest, a measure of what the spectrum involves. Maybe no one cares. Party over here, I'll be over there. I used to hang around with rappers at the root of the scene. It meant a lot to feel the fugitive community breathe. Maybe the sentimentalizes to be truly naive. I know some shit about your heroes that you wouldn't believe. I think we're all a bunch of weirdos on a quest to belong. The song's a echolocation of an impregnable fog. That's why it's odd to see a pile of imperfections and flaws. Ascend a pedestal to patronize the rest of the cogs in a mess of obnoxious fantasy, posturing and pageantry. I ain't even mad, I'm impressed. Shit, it's babbling. God almighty, chop a knife, we tower the piano keys. Play your own dirge on the way to surfing Maggot Beach. You fucking dorks ain't a source of the art. You can't be cooler than the corners where you source all your parts. The poker face, all it takes a couple sordid remarks. We let the manicore out, we make the sorcery bark. Life is so unfair. Party over here, I'll be over there. Sabers like a show to expose insecurities exploding in emotional code. When braggadocio to go from mostly jokey to gross, corrode a homie till his probity is notably ghost. Before the hobby was a job, he was a miniature hell. You would wobble around your mama like an infant gazelle. The disillusionment has truly been a difficult pill, but you was anything menacing as a difficult cell. In a whistling bellarama, black mollies to dress up like piranha. It's not even compelling melodrama, it's a comedy. Somebody wanna shop you as a saga. I'm very voluntarily persona non grata. You fucking dorks ain't the leaders we need. This ain't the medium, but Diva's out to weasel and breed. I'm off in coffee with the paupers over tea with the queen. Don't make them show the regency what disobedient means. Heavy load to bear. Party over here, I'll be over there.